The poor have so deeply enriched my life. I suspect it started very early for me, seeing the poverty of my Uncle Donnie, who was disabled all of his life, special needs, where he had nothing to give except the most important thing, what he received from God. He spent several hours a day in prayer, and as a consequence, objectively, as I can recall, he was one of the happiest people I knew growing up. He knew God through our Blessed Mother Mary. And there was something about that experience with my Uncle Donnie who helped shape and form my own heart. Because when I was young, a typical little boy, I wanted to be busy about the things I wanted to do, run around and play, and yet there was times I was supposed to be attentive to him. I was very poor at times of being generous to him. And yet he was so very generous to me, and the words that he would offer from time to time were just so insightful, that spoke to the heart, that had a power beyond human words. It had the power of God's love, God's insight, resonating in and through him. Having grown up on the farm, wasn't exposed to a lot of poor until I went to college seminary, and then going to serve at a place where they provide food for the poor, another place to stretch me, to teach me how to listen and how to love well. And as I look at different things in my life, I see how God and his beautiful plan of providence on my own life has taught me so much. And in my years prior, just prior to coming here, especially the survivors of clergy sexual abuse, to sit at their feet, to listen to their pain, their hardship, their poverty, and for them to be able to teach me how to love those who've had the greatest trials in life. Just because they're poor, in some ways that makes them more disposed to be reliant upon God than those who are rich. But it's not always the case, because I also have been very, very inspired by people who have been very wealthy. I think back to my home diocese and how one of the deacons and his wife so inspired me. They were both professionals, assume had done well in life. And I remember them coming to me one day, I think it was the deacon himself, and said to me, "Bishop, we'd like to give some money to help promote youth activities." And I thought, wow, here's this old guy wanting to help the youth. And I said, "Why would you do this?" He said, "My wife and I have decided that we want to leave this earth poor." And what an impression that left on my life. And they were giving their resources out to help those in the journey of life who, as we know, in times of youth can be great times of trial, uncertainty, confusion, and they so wanted the young people, the youth, to be able to experience dynamic Catholic missionaries. And so it was, they helped us bring in a net team. And those young people evangelized the high schoolers, who in turn evangelized the junior high students. And now today, a good number of those, I think there's about four of them now, are in the seminary, and others discerning religious life. You see, when you discover what your heart really wants, God, and you discover what God has for your life, an openness to whatever that call is, he enriches us beyond the possessions and the things of this world. And he teaches us that it's our littleness, our poverty, that is the great place to receive, so that we never become dependent upon ourselves, our own talents or gifts or resources, but rather we are always in need of God. In these examples in the first reading of this woman trying to provide for her son and so near death because of their own poverty, and yet how God provides for them through Elijah because she gave what little she had. And these beautiful words from Jesus in the gospel today, amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury. For they have all contributed from their surplus wealth, but she from her poverty has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood. It's these beautiful witnesses and the call of the gospel for us to be generous, in a sense, to always live in need so that we never think that things are ours. We get to be the stewards of the goods that God gives us, our talents, our vocations, all the good things to help others on the way to heaven. And what's really helped me spiritually through the beautiful influences of these and others in my life who have taught me the importance of always being poor, I have found it helpful to always find things where I need God so that I can learn to give from my poverty and not from my surplus. Perhaps it's in ministry and I'm like, oh, I'm tired, but there's one more need. Can I be generous in the way the Lord is inviting me? With my resources that I do have, I told my siblings, my hope is to give my money away to the poor, to charity, to those who are in need, because I too want to die poor. And whether I give it away before I die or set it up so that it's given to those various charities that reflect our beautiful faith and care for those who are in need, whatever the Lord decides, it's a process yet I need to fully work out. But we're all on this journey. And when we remember our poverty and live out of only our needs, and we even sacrifice from our needs, that's when we experience the joy of the gospel in deep and profound ways. Because then we know the Lord, and we know that we have that which will bring us the greatest joy of all, the great treasure, God.